Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Hello. Thank you for joining me today. Today's podcast episode, along with the other June episodes, are being sponsored by Ho Tek Min from Singapore in memory of his daughter, Emma. Here's what he shares with us. We lost our sweet little girl, Emma, about 3 years ago. Emma loved to sing, and she used to make up songs about her being a bean sprout. We love you and miss you every day, little Emma Bean Sprout. Tek Min is grateful for the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast that has been such an encouragement to him these past few years. He wanted to sponsor this month's episodes, saying, "I imagine there are many like me listening, and maybe your podcast can give them a boost to go through another day." Thank you, Tek Min, for sponsoring this month's episode in memory of little Emma Bean Sprout. A couple of weeks ago, I wanted to talk about the first two verses of Psalm 23, and it took me 2 weeks just to talk about verse 1. So today, we are going to look at verse 2. Now, as I was sitting outside to work on this in front of the Hope Mobile on our beautiful seasonal site, I had to close my laptop, set it aside, and enjoy the beauty all around me. I had to stop and allow God to do for me what I was writing about that He will do for others, for you. Grandchild number 9 for us was born this week. Let me share a little bit with you just one thing that was going on, okay? We had the blessing of having grandchild number 9 being born this week. And the day after being released from the hospital, the mom was taken by ambulance back to the hospital looking like she had had a stroke. And it had been several hours. We'd not heard anything else. And my mind was going in all kinds of directions, as you can imagine. And like I said, I was working on this podcast, and the Lord used it as a needed reminder for me. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. My favorite version says He restores my inner person, and I sure needed that, all of that. Now, before I go on, let me just say it turned out to be a mini stroke with no lasting symptoms, thankfully, called by high blood pressure, which is being taken care of. So, after that little pause of my own, let's go ahead and look at the shepherd making us lie down in green pastures. Now, some translations say that He gives me rest, or He lets me rest in green pastures. I know it sounds kind of strange to say that the shepherd makes us lay down, but sometimes that's what we need, right? We need to be put in a place of rest, to put in a place where we can be restored. Obviously, lying down is a picture of rest. A sheep would not be safe lying down in the green pastures without the watchful eye of the shepherd, would they? So we know it's actually a place of safety. Even though we may not feel like it, the shepherd is watching out for you right now. And to me, green pastures symbolize a place of rest and nourishment and peace. And when we allow it, God will lead us to places where we can have moments of hope and moments of strength. Now, this is not our peace and our strength, but His peace and His strength that comes through to us in this place of suffocating darkness. Now, I had something happen just as I was setting up to record this podcast that I want to throw this in here right now. I love hummingbirds, and we do have a hummingbird feeder here, and we have not gotten very many hummingbirds at all yet. And I just keep, those are some of the things that I just ask the Lord for, some of those little things. It's like, "Lord, would you please bring back the hummingbirds? I miss them." And the Hope Mobile, our motorhome, is parked. There is a big tree when we back in, and then we pull out our living room slide. This tree trunk is literally 12 to 18 inches outside our window. It's a little bitty window, but we can see this beautiful tree. It's like right there. Well, as I was setting this up, something caught my eye, and there was a hummingbird flitting, looking in the window between the window and the tree. I mean, and I'm just a few feet away from this. So this hummingbird, he kept flitting around this window, like looking in the window, like he wanted to come in. And it was like, oh my goodness, it was such an incredible blessing. I've never seen a hummingbird there. I don't know why this hummingbird would be between our window and the tree in that little bitty space, but he was, and then he flew away, and then he came back and did it again. I feel like that was just like I'm talking about. Sometimes it's just these little moments of nourishment or peace, something that just restores our soul. I mean, what a little gift God just gave me. And it maybe it doesn't seem like anything to you, but it sure was an incredible blessing to me to have this hummingbird so close to me. I mean, he hovered there. We're probably talking at least 10 to 15 seconds. So anyway, those are just little examples of sometimes we may be praying and asking God and we're not feeling anything happening. We feel like God's not doing anything. And then all of a sudden, an unexpected surprise comes our way and we just get that little boost that we needed. So let me get back to what I had planned on sharing here. When I think of green pastures, green, the color green also makes me think of life. Eternal life, our life and eternal life. And I think of more than just what the shepherd is doing for us here on earth, but what he's already done for our children in leading them to an eternal green pasture where there's no more pain, no more suffering, and all their tears have been wiped away. They are fully protected in a way that we have yet to experience. Having the shepherd encourage us to lie down in these green pastures also speaks to me that he's not expecting us to hurry up and get over it. He isn't expecting it to be a quick fix like some of our family and friends seem to think. He is with us in the long haul of this because he's having us lie down and rest and take our time with going through this. The shepherd's pace is gentle and personal, and he plans to stay with us for however long it takes. Now, our shepherd not only causes us to lie down in green pastures, but he leads us beside still waters. When our child dies, there is numbness and pain at the same time. Isn't that crazy? But it is. That's how I felt. I was numb, but I had so much pain at the same time. There's so much confusion and fogginess. We have no idea what to do or how to take the next step. And he leads me means that God is not standing off in the distance, waiting for us to figure it out. It means he is there with you, reaching out his hand, wanting to help you step by step, walking you through the pain, through the numbness, through the anger. The Message translation says, "You let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction." So I want to suggest to you that you ask the Holy Spirit to help you pay extra attention to his guidance. And even like that little hummingbird I shared with you, pay extra attention to these little things that he just slips in once in a while. He knows what you should and you shouldn't be doing. He knows the activities that will be okay for you to participate in and maybe even be good for you and the things that you need to avoid. So ask him to help you follow his promptings, whether they make sense or not. Ask him for these little things that come your way. Ask him to help you notice the little things that he is sending your way. He knows what you need when you have no idea what it is, when I have no idea what I need, and he wants to lead you as your loving shepherd. I know our grief often feels like we're drowning in a storm with waves of sorrow crashing down on us unpredictably. So allowing the shepherd to lead us to still waters offers us relief. It's a place of having the opportunity to feel a little bit of hope, which can feel refreshing, even if it's only for a few moments here and there. Still waters are quiet. And as grieving parents, We often find ourselves in places where words and well-meaning advice just doesn't help. Even scripture can feel hollow to us. And in those quiet, wordless places, God draws near. Now, he doesn't always speak loudly. It's not always in a way that maybe we think we should be comprehending him with us, because sometimes he just comes and sits with you in the silence. Still waters are where his presence is felt, not necessarily explained. Let me say that again. When he leads us beside still waters, his presence is with us, and it's where things aren't necessarily explained to us. And maybe you're in that place of darkness that you're saying, well, I can't even feel his presence. But just know and trust that he is there. He is reaching out for you. He is holding you, even though you can't feel it. He is there because he is your shepherd, and he is not going to leave and abandon you. Now, the still waters come just before the verse, he restores my soul. These green pastures and still waters are not only calming, but they are healing. And I know for many of you, healing and restoration seems impossible. And when I say healing, I don't mean like being put back together like nothing ever happened. That would be impossible. I'm talking about getting to the place where you can function again, and then getting to a place where you can actually begin to live a life of meaning and purpose again. Now, we know that Jesus is the shepherd. In Matthew 11:28, he said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Now, I also want to point out that Jesus came to be God in the flesh. Sometimes it's like it's easy for us to relate to Jesus because he came and he experienced humanity with us. And we feel like God is still way off in the distance and that God doesn't understand. But he does, because Jesus said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." Jesus was God incarnate. Jesus was God himself here in the flesh. And so when Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest," and we know that he is the shepherd, we know that he is a representation of God, that it is God himself speaking these words through Jesus. Now, this place of rest is where he can restore our soul. Entering his rest isn't necessarily a time and a position, but a lot of times that's where it starts. We need to set aside time to just, I won't even say try to, because we can't do it. Just setting a place, a time and a place aside where we just sit. We just sit and say, "Lord, I'm here. I'm here. I'm hurting and I don't get it, or I'm angry or whatever, but I'm here. I'm here for you to just do whatever you want and need to do in my life, in my heart, in my soul, in my mind, in my pain right now." I learned very early how important it was to rest in God by just being with him. I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to say anything, but just allow him to love on me and comfort me. And you have to open yourself up to that. "Lord, I need to know you love me. I need you to bring some comfort and hope and peace and healing to me." Just open yourself up to that. Make room for that. This is a place I want you to find, like I did, as early as possible. Now, in those early weeks and months, I would try to sit in his presence. I would put worship music on. Sometimes it was just instrumental music. Sometimes it was with words, allowing myself to just soak up his love for me. But most of the time when I would do that, I'd find myself thinking about Becca and crying all over again. It didn't feel like a place of rest. And I once asked God during that time, "Am I truly resting in you? Because my mind goes to Becca so often and that pain just comes back." And his answer to me that I found myself writing as a reply, I want to share it with you because I believe it's for you as well. And what God told me, he said, "You are in a process. Remember, slow and steady. See it as the process it is, and allow me to love on you. See me as the good shepherd I am, loving on my little broken sheep. Isn't that beautiful? It was around that time that I rediscovered Psalm 23 in a translation called the Complete Jewish Bible. And in that translation, that's where I got the words, "He restores my inner person." I love that because that's what I felt like I so desperately needed. I know the soul is the same thing, but there was just something about "He restores my soul, He restores my inner person," just felt so much deeper to me for some reason. And the Complete Jewish Bible goes on in Psalm 23 to say that if I pass through death, dark ravines, He is with me, and that His grace and His goodness are still pursuing me every day of my life. I just needed to hang on to that as a promise when I couldn't see it or feel it being fulfilled. God kept pointing out to me that He wanted me to rest in Him and in the deep love He has for me during this dark time when I felt so devastated and lost and confused. Now, this is not to say at some point I have it all figured out and that I now continually live from this place of rest, because I don't. I just told you, I started out this podcast episode talking about needing to come back into that place. I wasn't there again. I wish God would just speak a command and make it all better, taking away all of our pain and replacing it with just a constant peace and rest. But it just hasn't happened that way for me anyway. Learning how to live in that place of resting in God has been a process, and that's something He has reminded me just since, you know, having to pull myself back into that place of rest and reminding myself that He is a good shepherd and He does have everything I need. The pain can still be pretty intense at times, even, you know, as just things of the world pile on again, my sister's death, all kinds of things going on. But also the pain of missing Becca again comes back, and it can be intense at times and still making me feel like I'm going backwards, losing that peace and that place of rest. So when that happens, sometimes I'll picture myself, I'll use my imagination, which is a gift from God. As we grow up as adults and get older, we tend to see using our imagination as something childish. The thing is, we still use our imagination. Like I shared at the beginning, my imagination was going in all kinds of negative, scary directions. So we do still use our imagination, but we need to consecrate our imagination and bring it back in to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And so I will use the gift, the God-given gift of imagination, by picturing myself being led by the Good Shepherd, lying down in a lush green meadow and being beside a quiet pool of water as He restores my inner person. And on days like I talked about when starting this episode, I love being somewhere that has so much beautiful greenery, looking out over some water with birds chirping and flying around, chipmunks chasing each other, squirrels running up and down the trees, and a rabbit hopping off in the distance. And yes, an occasional hummingbird coming to the hummingbird feeder. Those are things that we can do physically. Find a spot where you can just allow God to restore and refresh your inner person. And I can feel like God created that beauty at that exact moment just so He can use it to restore my inner person. And God is no respecter of persons. If He does it for me, He will do it for you if you make room for it. And like I said, it's a process. You may make room for it and feel like nothing's happening. Don't give up. Keep going. Keep pressing into that good shepherd who is leading you. I want to read verse 2 of Psalm 23 in the Passion Translation. It says, "He offers a resting place for me in His luxurious love. His tracks take me to an oasis of peace, the quiet brook of bliss. That's where He restores and revives my life." So let me ask you, how are you doing in the resting in Him department? Do you set aside time here and there, determined to let go of your anxious thoughts, your fears, your doubts, and your anger by allowing the presence of His peace to push it all away, even if it's just for a moment? Spend time with Him. Breathe in deeply, thinking of how wonderful it will be when you see your child again, when you get to go to the eternal green pastures that our children are experiencing right now, the still waters of peace that they're living by right now. Let God know that even if you're angry and you don't understand why this happened, that you trust Him. Or maybe you're trying to trust Him, or say, God, I can't trust You right now. I need You, Holy Spirit, to break through and help me trust You to get through it and see You as my shepherd. Acknowledge you can't do this without Him and ask Him to help you lie down in those green pastures and to lead you to the still waters and to see these things when He is doing it. Let yourself emotionally fall into His arms as He holds you. Let His love catch up to you, embrace you, and restore your inner person. It is a much slower process than we want it to be, but it is so very worth it. We have spent 3 weeks now talking about Psalm 23, verses 1 through 2, and I know that grief does not disappear with a scripture verse, but when words fail, the picture of a loving shepherd providing green pastures and still waters can be something that our broken hearts can lean into, as if God is saying directly to you, I see you, I'm with you, and I will not walk away. I will not let go. I am staying with you for however long it takes, and I will lead you step by step back to a place where my goodness can be seen in your life once again. How would you like to get away for a weekend with a small group of other bereavers where we can freely talk about our kids and be ministered to as a bereaved parent? Well, I'm excited to announce that we have finally scheduled our next GPS Hope and Healing Retreat. It's set for October 3rd through 5th in New York State with Dave and I. And this is a 3-day, 2-night retreat that offers you as bereavers a safe place to be with others who truly understand the pain of child loss. Now, our special time together is meant to provide rest, encouragement, and healing. You don't need to be at a specific place in your grief to come. It doesn't matter how long ago or how recent the loss has been, the age of the child. Just a willingness to take a step toward hope and light and purpose. I hope you check it out and pray about joining us. It is a special chance to be with other bereavers in an intimate setting with a chance to share your children's stories with those who truly want to listen and hear about your child. You can find out more by going to gpshope.org/retreat. Now, if you just go to our website, gpshope.org, you can also find it under the events tab. You will find retreats, and you'll also find under the events tab the grief cruise that will be happening in February, which we're also very excited about. This will be Dave and I's 4th grief cruise. There's also a pre-cruise retreat. You can attend one or the other, the pre-cruise retreat or the cruise, or you can do both together. Check that out as well while you're there, and I will put a link to both of those in the show notes. Now, I also want to announce that we now have an active Instagram account. It is Real GPS Hope. Now, GPS Hope was taken, so we put the word real, R-E-A-L, Real GPS Hope, in Instagram, so be sure to look us up, follow us, and share it with other bereavers. Let's go ahead with this week's birthday segment. We have one birthday to share with you. Ocean Johannes Emru Campbell was born on June 7th and left us at age 23. And as always, we celebrate the day that our children came into the world, and we want to celebrate this day with Ocean's family, because we know it will always be an important day If you would like to have your child's birthday announced to the other listeners the week of his or her birthday, I would love to be able to do that for you. Go to gpshope.org/birthdays. Just fill out that information there, submit it, and we will announce your son or daughter's birthday the week of his or her birthday here on the podcast. Dave will also send you an email to remind you to listen that week so you can hear your child's name. The image of God making us lie down in green pastures and leading us beside still waters is a strong picture of being at rest. And we can be at rest while we're in pain. Peace and pain can be in us at the same time. Peace is in our spirit. It is a fruit of the Spirit that we're allowing Him to be at work in our lives, and we're allowing that fruit of the Spirit to come through as peace, while pain is in our soul. It's interesting because I feel like pain is in that inner person, and He restores our inner person. And so we can have peace and pain at the same time, pain in our soul while we have peace in our spirit. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul, my inner person. As I said, these things do not erase our loss, but they offer a sacred place of comfort and God's presence being at work in our lives that we so desperately need. The loving shepherd who knows loss and he walks with the brokenhearted is not pushing us to get up and move on with our lives. He is inviting us to a place of rest so that he can tend to our shattered hearts and restore our souls. And as you come to this beautiful place with the shepherd, but also still with the intense pain of missing your child, as always, I encourage you to hold on. Pain eases. There is hope.